What if you could find clarity in your quest for the perfect relationship? Or maybe the perfect health? Or clarity in your career? What if you could find clarity in any of the things in your life? How would that look? Hi, I'm Jan. Welcome. Welcome to the quest for clarity. It is absolutely an adventure and absolutely a journey. And I am here to help you as we discover together how to stop doubting and start living. You know, clarity has become a buzzword. It really has. We all talk about clarity in our life and finding clarity and clarity of purpose. And in this particular time, it seems like it's even a more difficult process. I think it always has been, but it's something that seems to be in focus right now because we are all so busy and there's so many things going on. We're caught up in juggling our lives. We're caught up in juggling our careers. Now we're juggling homeschooling. We're in the middle of a pandemic. It feels a bit like the sands are shifting underneath us. And so as we look forward and we think about clarity, gosh, I'd like to find clarity in my career or clarity in my relationships, it feels a bit like a pause, doesn't it? A little bit of a breath of fresh air. Every time we even say the word, I am looking for clarity. Feels good, doesn't it? But it really is a challenge because here's how I see this. We think of clarity as these monumental decisions. Really, we do. We've set ourselves almost up for failure. And what I mean by that is we've kind of structured our lives. And I don't just mean you, I mean me as well. I mean my parents, probably your parents. We even do it to our children. We think about the future all of the time. So we say to ourselves, well, when I do this or when I do that. For example, my son just turned 16, and I remember for the 6 months prior to him turning 16, it was when I turn 16 and I get to get my driver's license, when I turn 16 and I can drive myself to work, right? So there becomes this forward-looking vision that narrows our focus, and that's all we can see. And any time that's all we can see, well, we get blinders on to opportunity. We have blinders on to what might come at us that maybe is even a better opportunity. So let's think about this for a minute. Well, think about your life. Think about my life. When you're in high school, you think, when I graduate. And in the back of your mind, on the back end of that sentence is, then my life will start, isn't it? Then we say, well, then when I go to university and I graduate from university, and what's the back end of that sentence? It's the same thing, isn't it? Then my life will start. So that gets, we kind of tuck that one away. Okay, finished that, checked it off the list. What's next? When I find a partner to share, or a relationship, someone to share my life with, in the back end of that sentence, you see where I'm going with this, right? Then my life will start. So we spend a whole lot of time waiting or expecting or hoping maybe that our life will start. Well, what are you doing? We're living our lives. And so when we think of clarity as a destination, because you and I both know after university and after the relationship, then there's the house and then there's the children and then there's the established the career and then there's what's next? Retirement. And then, right? So there's always an and then, and then, and then. And we're always in a place of waiting. We're always in a place, well, that's it, I guess, of hoping that my life will start. So what I would like you to think, and I would like you to begin to practice, is that clarity is really a state of, it's kind of a state of being. It's these unfolding moments of figuring out who am I in this moment and how do I want to feel? Not out there when I graduate or out there when I get the perfect job or out there when I retire. That's not how we want to live. And I get that clarity is different for everyone. I really do. For clarity for some people is, well, I don't know. It's so different. It's very different. It's like perspective, because my perspective is different than your perspective. My feeling of clarity is different than your feeling of clarity. But what I can tell you is that we all have to figure out what that is. But the important part is, and you need to hear this, the important part is, as you move along your path, whatever your path is, as you move along your path, your perspective changes. And guess what? Clarity changes too. Because what you thought you wanted, what you thought you needed, what you thought would begin your life, well, it might change. It might change along the way. So imagine in your head, you have decided, okay, I've checked these things off the list. I graduated from high school or from university or college or whatever your particular plan is. I've found a partner. I've got a great apartment. I'm starting my great job. Check, check, check. Well, what if you get into that great job that you were pretty sure was a great job, and now you don't really like that great job? Uh-oh. That's where the anxiety starts. That's where the confusion starts. That's where the maybe a little bit of beating yourself up starts. Because in your head you think, but my life was supposed to start. I made this decision. I've got this great job. My life was supposed to begin. And now I don't like this great job. We have it in our minds that there are wrong decisions. Oh no, I have made the wrong decision. And that is the exact opposite of clarity. What I would ask you to consider is that if you are flexible, if you are nimble, maybe is a good word, if you are kind of always open, not necessarily for change, but for opportunity — change is a bit scary for people — but if you're open to opportunity, then there is no wrong decision. It's almost like it's just been information gathering. So now you know, oh gosh, I thought this was going to be the perfect job. I really did. I thought it had all the right component parts, but it's not quite right. But how great is that? I'm smarter now, right? I am more clear now about what I want. I have some clarity about what I look for in a job, the kind of coworkers I want, the kind of environment that I want to be in. Every change you make, every decision you make, offers you clarity. It's not the other way around. It's not the other way around. It's not, I have clarity, now I make a decision. No, no, no. I make the decision and I shift a little bit to the left, and then I have more clarity. I like the way that feels, right? Because clarity has a feeling. We'll talk about that. Clarity has a feeling. And then maybe that decision a little bit to the left doesn't feel quite as good as I thought it would. So I'll shift back the other direction. Oh, that feels better. And that is how we move toward clarity, right? Are you starting to get this? So you're saying to me now, Okay, Jen, that's great. So here I am wandering around my life making decisions. Well, it's not really wandering around. You obviously have an idea of what you want to do. You have an idea of what makes you happy. You have an idea of what you need to do to be more healthy. You have an idea of the kind of person that you think you want to spend your time with. So it's not like you're walking around with no idea and walking around in the dark. Obviously, you have a sense of your direction. What I'm asking you to do is to just begin to pay attention, okay? And that is your, I don't want to say challenge, that is your task, okay? If you can try one thing today, one thing that's a little bit different than you normally do, one thing that you can take away from this podcast that's an easy step, let's begin with awareness. Because you and I both know, in any kind of change, in any kind of growth, whatever it is that you're doing, awareness is 2/3 of the battle. I don't know why I picked 2/3, but it seemed like a good number. Maybe it's 3/4. It's a big chunk of the battle, because if you don't know, if you don't even realize that you're doing something, well, how can you decide? How can you weigh it and say, oh, this feels good, or not so much, or oh, this is the kind of person that I want to be. This person, not so much, right? But until you're aware of what it is that you're doing, even the little things, until you're actually aware and you see them for what they are, it's pretty darn hard to make a change. It's pretty darn hard to make different choices. So I would ask you to be aware today, just today, give it a try, of your language. Because your language comes from, yeah, you guessed it, your thoughts. And as your language comes out, it creates your habits. And as your habits are continue on, guess what? Yeah, they create your life. So let's pay attention to the thoughts about destination. What do I mean about that? I want you to think about those thoughts that you catch yourself saying, well, when I, yeah, you got it. When I do X, when I do Y, when I get to this destination, then what's going on in the back of your head? My life will start. Okay, because that's the tail ender of that sentence. That's what that's called, is that little, it's the part you don't say out loud, but it's the part that you believe. And that is the part that is important. That's what we're looking for, is what do you truly believe in that statement? You truly believe the part that says, I'm not happy right now, but when I get here, when I get there, when I do this, then my life will start. We've all done it. I remember doing it. I remember doing it when I left home and I moved from the city that I was in to a big and glamorous, or what I thought was a big and glamorous city. And I remember moving and thinking, oh, here we go. Now my life is really going to get started, and I'm moving into this dynamic environment, and I'm going to be the person that I want to be, and I'm going to be the person that I choose to be. Well, I was the same person in a new city. I still had to make choices. I still had to make decisions. I still had to figure it out every day as I went. Now, it was a cool experience, I'll give you that, but it wasn't a big, ta-da, I am brand new. It was me. I took me with me to that city. So think about your life a little bit and think about how many times you have done that. And maybe let's change that, okay? That is how clarity begins. It's an unfolding. Okay? It's an opening, we'll call it. It's a connecting, so that you can connect, almost like muscle memory. If you're an athlete, or if you've ever played any sport, or if you've ever got maybe good or competent at least at a sport, you'll understand that there comes a point when your brain doesn't actually have to be involved in you swinging the racket or swinging the bat or catching the ball, because your brain is so connected to the muscles that it just happens automatically. And that is what we mean by muscle memory. You don't have to think lift hand, move elbow, that kind of thing. That it becomes automatic. So that's what we're looking for as you make decisions, is that notion of, when something happens to me and I'm trying to make a decision, I want the automatic response to be, does this feel good? Does this feel not so much? Okay. And we always want to go in the direction of, this feels clear, because clarity is a feeling. Yeah, I'll say that again. Clarity is a feeling. It's not just a word, it's a feeling. Because when you feel clear, it gives you a physical sensation. Try this. Just imagine for a second. Imagine your life right now, in this moment. And you're thinking, okay, Jan, I can do that. Let's go down the list. I have got children, I've got a partner, I have got bills, I've got a mortgage, I've got things to do for work, I have got maybe a house to look after, maybe I've got pets, maybe I've got family, I've got a social life, there are a lot of balls, right? There's a lot of balls in any given moment in everybody's life. And you're doing this all the time, you're juggling them, you're trying to keep them all in the air at the same time. And so as soon as you start to think about that in your head, I can practically see your thoughts going, right? It really does feel like that. And so if I say to you, let's just think about clarity for a moment. Let's find some clarity. Don't you just go, oh, clarity. I like the way that sounds. Doesn't that feel nice? Yeah, you, oh, clarity. That would be really great if I had some of that in my life. Okay? It's a feeling. So if you can practice connecting to that feeling, then as you go through your day and you are offered a choice, you're offered a decision, you're offered a choice of even just your thoughts. Does this one feel clear? Does this one feel not so clear? Trust me, you get the hang of this. Okay, you get the hang of this. So I said I was going to give you one thing to do today. I think maybe I gave you two. So you get to pick whatever you want, because it is not my intention. It is never my intention to overwhelm you, because you and I both know that change, it can be really challenging. We have these dreams and hopes and visions for ourselves, and we want to be that person, but it has to be an unfolding. It has to be gradual. So no overwhelm here. You will not find overwhelm. So you can choose today which of these things that you would like to work on. Pay attention to your language is choice A, and that notion of destination focused, right? When I get to this, when I complete that. And then the second option that you might want to choose today is to think about, or, well, that's the wrong word, to feel clarity. When you connect with something that makes you feel good, makes you feel positive, makes you feel confident, makes you feel purposeful, anything that's positive, those positive words, connect with, how does this feel in my body in this moment? And see if you can begin to feel what clarity feels like. So that the next time you have a bigger decision to make, maybe more important, but that's a bad way to say it, because all decisions are, you know, they're little, they're just navigation. So the next time you have a decision to make, think about, what does it feel like to be clear? If I choose path A, do I feel that? Or if I choose path B, do I feel that? Okay, so two options for you to do a little work on today, which is great. Easy steps toward clarity. I hope that helps, because we're not in a computer game. We're really not. You don't get to go on a quest and collect the chest or the sword of destiny and level up. It doesn't work that way. You know, I wish it did, actually, but alas, it does not. There is no quick fix. There is no sword. There is no chest. There is no pill. You actually have to learn how to do this and to feel good about it as you do, right? You have to, every day, a little step in the right direction. And that's what you and I are going to do together. So no leveling up just yet. Let's do a little bit of practice, because that's the key. And every day it gets easier. Every day it gets better. And every day, I promise you, you'll feel like you're making progress. Okay? Baby steps. This has been great. Thank you. If you like what you heard and you've got something out of this, don't forget to subscribe, because that is how you make sure that you get all kinds of tips as we go together on our quest for clarity. Do rate us. And if you found something that stuck for you, or something that maybe helped you, or you think maybe would help a friend, absolutely share it, because that's how we spread the word. That's how we can spread this feeling. Remember, clarity is a practice. So stop doubting. Start living.